I'm Eric Gould, and here's the regional news from KVNF. The first case of the novel coronavirus COVID-19 has been confirmed in Delta County. The spreading pandemic now has confirmed cases in 5 of the 6 counties in the KVNF listening area. Mesa County lists 5 cases, Montrose 4, and 1 each now in Delta, Hinsdale, and San Miguel counties. Ouray County is the only county in the listening area without a confirmed case at the moment. According to a press release, Delta County Health Department is investigating its first case of COVID-19 in Delta County. The individual is a female in her 30s who was in close contact with someone who tested positive from another county in Colorado. She has fully recovered and is cooperating with Delta County Health Department in the ongoing investigation to identify people that she may have had close contact with during the past 14 days. The Colorado Department of Health defines a case as people who test positive for COVID-19 or people who have symptoms of COVID-19 and were in close contact with someone who tested positive. Delta County and other community partners have known from the outset that the arrival of COVID-19 to Delta County was likely to occur and have been taking extraordinary measures to prepare. Health officials are reminding residents and guests of the individual precautions that they can take towards slowing the spread of the coronavirus, including practice social distancing, wash your hands frequently, avoid close contact with people who are sick, if you are sick, stay at home, cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash, and clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces. And here's a quick update from Montrose County. To date, 146 tests have been given in Montrose County. Of that number, 113 are pending tests, 29 are negative tests, and 4 are positive cases. Montrose County Public Health has a test site available for individuals who meet criteria to be tested. In order to be tested, please call your primary care provider first and describe your symptoms. A research group recently studied the availability of hospital services in rural counties. For KVNF News, Jody Peterson has the story.
The capacity of the healthcare system is on everyone's minds right now. Healthcare experts anticipate that as the number of cases of COVID-19 increase, hospitals across the country will see shortfalls in the number of regular beds and intensive care beds available for patients. Headwaters Economics, a nonpartisan research group, recently analyzed data about hospital bed capacity in rural areas. The researchers found that 1.8 million people, 65 years and older, the age group considered most at risk from the coronavirus, live in a county without a hospital. I spoke with Megan Lawson of Headwaters Economics about her research and what she found specifically about the Western Slope.
We wanted to understand what might be happening in rural parts of the West in particular, where we know that those areas have a large senior population. We wanted to see what hospital access looks like in those places. We were pretty shocked to find that about 1 in 5 counties in the entire country do not have a hospital in them. And of those communities without a hospital, many have higher than average share of their population are seniors. And so we wanted to draw attention to that as communities are ramping up and planning for how to manage the arrival of coronavirus in their communities. We wanted to provide this information to really shine a light on the vulnerability of some of these places.
Let's look at the situation specifically in the KVNF listening area.
Obviously, Mesa County is the best served. There are 3 hospitals there that were included in this analysis. And then in Montrose, there's also an acute care hospital, you know, which does have a higher level of service, Delta County as well. And what was interesting to me and really got my attention is that Ouray County does not have any hospital beds in it. And it's also one of those places with a lot of seniors in it. So more than a quarter of the population in Ouray County is age 65 and older. you know, the nice thing about being a little more rural and isolated, you know, it's likely that the virus is going to take longer to arrive there. Once it does, I think there needs to be a plan in place to help support people with transportation, mobile testing, and things like that.
So from your research, what does the overall picture of hospital capacity look like on the Western Slope?
From looking at the data just in terms of hospital beds, and this, you know, unfortunately, we didn't have more detail to be able to talk about staffing capacity and technical capacity in these places. But it looks like the Western Slope is kind of in a similar situation as a lot of the rest of the West, just in terms of the number of beds that are available. It looks pretty similar to a lot of places.
I also checked in with Ouray County to see what their plan is, since, as Megan noted, the county lacks a hospital. Jennifer Peterson, the city's public information officer, sent KVNF a statement saying that Ouray County will send patients to two hospitals designated for extreme cases of COVID-19, Montrose Memorial and St. Mary's in Grand Junction. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
And from the Denver Post, here's an update on the cities and counties around the state that have shelter-in-place orders. As we have reported on KVNF, on March 18th, San Miguel County became the first in the state to impose a shelter-in-place order for its residents, a move intended to counter the novel coronavirus's spread. It came as one in four Americans now fall under strict movement orders, though Governor Jared Polis has not mandated such a stay-at-home measure statewide. On March 23rd, Denver followed suit when Mayor Michael Hancock ordered a shelter-in-place for at least 2 weeks, and other municipalities soon adopted similar orders. Authorities in the city of Boulder and in Pitkin County, plus the Southern Ute Tribe in the southwest corner of the state, have all adopted stay-at-home orders. These orders include closing non-essential businesses and mandating that people stay home unless they are buying groceries, going to the doctor, or providing other critical services for family members. Group gatherings have been banned, while outdoor exercise in non-group settings will still be allowed. The Tri-County Health Department, which serves over 1.5 million people in Adams, Arapaho, and Douglas counties, is preparing for a stay-at-home order, likely to go into effect on Thursday. The Tri-County order would encompass a 3,000-square-mile area, including 26 municipalities. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 25th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.